This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time. I'm Duncan McLeod, and you're listening to the Tech Central podcast. I'm very pleased to be on a call now with the brand new CEO of Telkom's BCX, rather, Jonas Bogoshi. The news broke just an hour or so ago that Ian Russell is stepping down as CEO of BCX and that Jonas will be taking the reins at the ICT services company. Jonas, welcome to the podcast, and thanks for taking the time to talk to Tech Central about this.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Duncan.
Jonas, we were saying just before the call, it's been quite a long time since we last spoke. I think the last time I saw you was when you were still at Gajima, but you've been up to quite a bit since then. Just briefly, take us through what you've been doing since you left Gajima.
So after Gajima, I took a sabbatical of about a year. I needed to take time to think about my future. I then joined T-Systems as a VP of sales. Mm-hmm. I was there for just under 2 years. I took over a role with the country manager, and I was there before. I was there from 2015 until now. So I was there, and we were acquired by Dell.
Yes.
And from there, I came to join BCX. So straight from the Dell EMC to join BCX.
Okay. Now, Jonas, you joined BCX, I think, less than 2 months ago in the role of Chief Revenue Officer. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. I'm guessing that you weren't expecting just a short time later to be appointed as the new CEO, or has this appointment been in the works for some time?
Not quite. Actually, when Ian spoke to me, when he was interviewing me, it was always clear that he would like me to take over from him. So even before we had a formal interview, the discussion between me and him was that at one stage after he finishes the restructuring within BCX, he would like me to take over. So this was not unexpected at all.
Right.
It was always part of the...
I see. Were you expecting it to happen so quickly, so soon?
Maybe not now, but it is well within the time frame that Ian had in mind that we'd like to move on.
Okay, all right. So, Jonas, Telkom earlier this week reported its 2018 financial results for the year ended 31 March 2018, and it's no secret that BCX was something of a drag on those results. Revenue and profits were both under pressure, and Telkom's group CEO, Sipho Maseko, blamed a slowdown in both public and private sector IT spending for the underperformance. Is there anything internally that needs fixing to improve the picture, or is this purely a case of an IT market that is under pressure broadly?
So I think that there are two things, Duncan. One is we went through a quite an extensive restructuring last year. So I would not be surprised if maybe one or two of those months people were slightly internally focused. I expect that it did have an impact. But Sipho is absolutely correct that the biggest damper on our results was public sector. We lost about 400 billion rand in public sector last year. Actually, more than that, sorry. We lost about 1.6 billion mm-hmm. in public sector alone from last year. So, yes, there are many things that we need to do to fix that. Part of what we need to do is we have a challenge on voice. I think you more than anybody else will know that voice revenues are under pressure, and I think over time we have to expect that voice will ultimately become an application on the network. So that's one part. So our role is to address to arrest the situation, come with a good price point for the customer so that we can protect that customer base. However, the most important part, Duncan, is for us to start growing our IT services business. That is the reason why Telkom bought BCX, and that's what we need to focus on, because arresting the revenue decline on voice alone won't be enough.
All right. You mentioned the public sector specifically, that there's been a big decline in revenue there. Is that because the public sector has cut back on spending dramatically, or is there something else at play there? Were there big tenders or renewable business that you had in the public sector which wasn't renewed this time around? Are there specific pressures that you can identify in the public sector business? And if so, how are you going to fix that?
There were two main things really around that. The first one was, I think it was a general reduction of expenditure in public sector. I suppose when we have uncertainty in public sector, that's what you normally get. The second part is that our BEE rating was level 6, and because of that, we could not renew some of our contracts, and we could not win some of the ones of business that we used to win in the public sector. That has improved. So that has improved. So we are now a level 3 company, and I expect that will help to close that gap, to be able to win some of the public sector business. That's one part. The second part, as I mentioned, we are working on an offering, part of it primarily in public sector on voice, fixed voice in particular, to migrate them from legacy voice to new voice, and come with the price point that will be affordable for government, and I expect that that will also help to improve revenue in public sector.
All right. It seems also that IT services businesses have been under considerable pressure lately. We've seen what's happened, of course, with the EOH share price. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Are you seeing any improvement in market conditions, or is it still very, very tough out there right now?
My view is the following. It's a function of the economy, and I think we will still be trading under tough conditions for the next coming 18 months or so. However, if you look at what our customers are doing, while the typical IT budget, that is IT budget controlled by CIOs, are at best flat but normally declining, the expenditure in IT has moved out of the IT department into other areas, especially people now investing in the digital transformation. So the trick really is to access that part of the budget that typically IT companies like us do not access. So I see our strategy really built on two parts. The first one is the traditional IT that we normally provide to customers. Mm-hmm. We have to find a way to effectively, more efficiently, and read into that we have to move more and more into cloud, more and more into pay-per consumption, so that we can help customers take out costs. And then help them to invest all those savings into digital transformation. And as a company, we are building a number of digital capabilities that we want to take into the market. One of that will be the big data, what we call BCX Insight. We are also building a big capability around Internet of Things, and that will really help us to access the budgets on the other side of the IT department.
All right. You're part of a big telco now. Of course, BCX historically was a standalone ICT services business that was listed on the JSE. Are there, now that you're part of this broader telecom group, are there opportunities to leverage off other parts of that business? Of course, we've seen the integration of the telecom business arm into BCX, but being part of a broader telecommunications group, how does that help you relative to your competition?
Absolutely. There are two parts to that, Duncan. One is as companies move more and more into digital transformation, IT transformation becomes fundamental, and a part of that is the network infrastructure. And Telkom today has got the largest network infrastructure. I think we've got over 150,000 kilometers of fiber. That is one part that we have not quite leveraged well, the base of Telkom. So we want to leverage that investment for the growth of BCX, because all the data services that we want to provide will have to run on the network. That's one part. The second part is that Telkom itself is a big consumer of IT services, bigger than most companies in South Africa, and therefore they become our test bed for a number of solutions that we're going to take to market. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but they give us a scale for us to implement services that we can then take at a good price point to the market. So those are the two things we're focusing on going forward.
All right. Let's talk a bit about the Competition Commission conditions. The Commission put a number of conditions on Telkom for agreeing to the purchase in 2015 of the BCX business. That was a 2.7 billion rand deal at the time. Those conditions included a moratorium on any employee retrenchments. Has this had any impact on constraining BCX management to do what it needs to do? And what will the end of the Commission's conditions later this year allow you to do that you haven't been able to do until now?
So that condition expires towards the end of the year, I think October, November of this year.
Yeah.
But I can say that maybe August or so of this year. Being here for 2 months, I have not seen that being a constraint to us at all as a company. So we do have a normal attrition rate, and we haven't seen that as an issue for us. So we have never put on the table a requirement for a big scale retrenchment. So therefore, this has not been an issue for us at all.
All right. So it's not going to be one of your first tasks to begin a retrenchment program.
Yeah, so that's not on the table for me at the moment, so I'm not thinking about it. Obviously, in the next coming few weeks, I'll be relooking the business, looking at the cost base, etc., but that's not a plan at the moment.
All right. Last question, Jonas, before I let you go. Will Ian Russell be doing a handover to you? I see Sipho Maseko said he is going to be helping finish up some key projects before he leaves the group. Does that include a formal handover period?
Absolutely. So just three things. One is Ian and I have been working close since I arrived here. I've known him for 13 years, so me and him have been very close friends. So we've been working well together since then.
Uh-huh.
And the agreement is that he will be working with me for a handover in the next coming month or so. And part of his responsibility over and above the handover, he's got some group responsibilities to work with Ian. He will do that for the next coming 3 months. So Ian will still be around. As a matter of fact, I still have him coming to some of our meetings so that we have that smooth handover.
Great. Well, Jonas, thank you so much. I look forward to catching up with you again in person soon. Jonas Bagoshi is newly appointed CEO of BCX. All the best in your new role, and thank you for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you very much, Duncan.